Hi, I'm Justin Parker, Practice Director at Upper Edge. Today I want to spend a few moments discussing how to best identify, assess, and analyze potential IT cost optimization opportunities. It really begins with what we at Upper Edge have defined as the assess and analyze phase of our IT cost optimization methodology. It is within this phase where key decisions and the components of your negotiation strategy are defined. Earlier this year, I presented this topic during one of our IT cost optimization webinars, diving into the three specific dimensions that can be used to determine if your identified opportunities are ready for prime time. Take a listen.
But where we want to really focus in on now is the importance of the assess and analyze phase as to the overall cost optimization program. It is now the most important component when we're speaking to clients and advising clients, because this is where you're going to identify the opportunities, where you're going to obtain alignment, and actually where the foundation for your story will be developed. And so thus, we'd like to focus in a bit more detail on the assess and analyze phase. And we're going to focus on it from two specific viewpoints. First, what is the decision framework to drive the right decision at the right time? And then secondly, how do we use the assess and analyze phase to craft the appropriate message? And when you're thinking from the decision framework standpoint, you're moving left to right. And to conduct the baseline assessment, you're identifying an opportunity. And then you're assessing the levers that bring that opportunity to life, whether they be commercial, operational, competitive, or a combination of multiple levers that are going to bring that opportunity to life. But once you've identified the opportunity and the associated levers, it's going to be really important to rationalize that opportunity, looking at across three specific dimensions: value, risk, and the time and effort. So really answering the question, what value am I going to receive for the risk that I am going to incur and the time and effort I'm going to have to expend to realize it? Answering a very simple question, is the juice worth the squeeze? And it's going to be important to look at it this way, because it's going to help you identify the right opportunities and drive the decision-making and when you need to execute against that opportunity. But more importantly, to make that assessment, you've got to start from the beginning and obtain internal alignment on three things specifically. What are your objectives? Essentially, what are you hoping to accomplish? Risk tolerance. What are you willing to accept? What are you not willing to accept? And then looking internally and taking a very hard assessment of your internal capacity and capability. Do you have the right resources, and do you have enough of them? And so when you do those, it's going to help you get your organization aligned to make timely decisions and then begin the execution process beyond that. And then when it comes to developing the message or developing the story, the baseline assessment is the perfect foundation for helping you understand the interdependencies between your goals and objectives, your programs and initiatives, your budgets, forecasts, savings targets, and the overall supplier relationships and how those come together. Because what you want to be able to establish is a broad message to the entirety of your supplier base, and then tailoring that message specifically for the supplier targets where your optimization efforts are going to be directed. Because the reality here is vendors talk, and if they know that you are delivering the same message to all vendors, they're going to recognize that it's time for them to get in line and then start moving down the path and working with you in a more constructive manner. So again, when it comes to your cost optimization efforts, it's the execution of the framework, not the framework itself, that will determine success and realistically the speed at which you can be successful. So it's all about how you can obtain internal alignment, how you make the decisions on which opportunities you and levers you are going to pull and when you're going to pull them, coupled with a compelling story. And if you do those things, you'll be well positioned for a successful cost optimization program.
Thank you for listening and hope you found this insightful. Please feel free to check out my other content at upperedge.com. Have a great day.